Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I feel low confidence due to the size of my penis, and sometimes it does not get erect while I watch adult movies. I am 27 years old, and I feel stressed due to school and my job. What can I do?
You didn't mention the size of your penis, so I cannot give you a sense of where you fall in the range of penis sizes. Research studies vary in what they find as far as average penis size goes. Average erect length tends to be somewhere around 5 to 5.8 inches long in many of the studies I'm familiar with. Of course, that's just an average. Most men find that their penis, when erect, is somewhere between 4 and 7 inches long. Some men have a smaller erect penis and some men have a larger erect penis, but most are closer to the middle point. There is not much that men can do to change the size of their erect penis. Some doctors will perform surgeries meant to enlarge the penis. However, these are not widely considered by all healthcare providers to be safe and effective, and they also carry risks. For example, some men develop scar tissue after surgery to increase the size of their penis. The scar tissue may result in painful erections or even a shortening of their erection, which is the opposite of why they had the surgery in the first place. Some doctors have also explored injections to increase the girth or circumference of the penis, but these haven't had good results over the long term. One device, the AndroPenis, has some data behind it in terms of it being shown to help stretch a man's penis. However, I know of no long-term data on this particular device, so it's impossible to know how safe or effective it is over a period of several years. It's also a device that a man has to be very committed to, as it's recommended to be worn daily under one's clothes for a matter of months. More often, it's helpful for men to find ways to appreciate their penis size and make the most of what they have. I hope this doesn't sound dismissive. It's not meant to be. I'm well aware that many men and women feel self-conscious about how their genitals look. However, that anxiety can interfere with pleasurable sex just as much, if not more than, how a woman's or man's genitals actually look. Very often, individuals themselves are the only ones who are worried about how their genitals look. Their partners are often accepting of and turned on by their genitals. Regarding your erection, stress has been known to play a role in men's and women's sexual function, including erections for men. I wonder what you do when you watch sexually explicit movies. Are you watching them in times of stress or anxiety? Do you find the subject matter or scenes to be arousing? Or are you simply watching whatever is available to you? If you find materials that you feel turned on by, and if you feel comfortable and relaxed watching the videos, then you may find it easier to get and maintain an erection. If you have concerns about your stress levels or about your erections, please check in with a healthcare provider such as a doctor or nurse.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/Kinsey Confidential or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
My boyfriend and I are both virgins. We've gone as far as oral sex, and after he ejaculates, his erection remains, even long enough to go for two more rounds. Neither of us are concerned, but we're just wondering why this occurs.
What a great question. Here's what happens. After a man ejaculates, his erection typically subsides a little, and he often cannot have another ejaculation for a length of time. We call this the refractory period. That length of time varies from man to man and from time to time. Young men in their teens and 20s sometimes find that they can get erections soon again after ejaculating. Some may be able to become erect again and to ejaculate two or more times in a row. Sometimes they may need 10 or 20 minutes in between, and other times they barely need any time at all, maybe a few seconds or a few minutes. This shows just how short a young man's refractory period may be. Other times, young men, particularly if they're feeling tired or stressed, may find it more difficult to get or maintain repeat erections. That is both common and normal. It's also important to note that not all young men can get repeat erections. Some do, and some don't. Men vary. Why do refractory periods occur? To be honest, science has not completely answered this question. It seems that certain chemicals that are released at the time of orgasm inhibit a man's ability to become erect again for some time. But what the full picture may be, or how one might shorten or lengthen this period of time known as the refractory period, is less clear. As men age, they typically find it more difficult to become erect again soon after ejaculating. Men may find that they can only have one erection per day or night that ends in ejaculation, and sometimes a man's refractory period may last a day or two or longer. Though young men may hear this and be concerned about the aging process, let me reassure you. Older men often report that the fact that their erections and ejaculations become less predictable with age can actually help them to open their minds and expand their thinking to explore their sexual relationships in broader, more complex, and less genital-focused ways. And that can be very satisfying, liberating, and even exciting. So not only can sex be intriguing and interesting when one is young, as you're finding, but it can continue to inspire interest with age.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.